comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say it's alright.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. I love that theme music because it means our friends from Hastings Community Education are here. And we want to say hello to Carrie Gore. She is the director of Hastings Community Education, and she is with Lori Thrush, one of my favorite people in the system as well. And Lori knows everything there is to know about the Hastings Senior Center. How are you both? Great to see you.
Good.
Thanks for having us again.
Thanks for coming in. So we are talking, fall is kind of coming upon us
right
fast.
At our doorstep.
It is. And I know that you always have a shift kind of with the seasons with your programming,
yes.
And that's exciting. So tell us what's going on, please.
Well, we do have a catalog that will be out in mailboxes sometime next week. And
okay.
So keep your eye out for that. And we got lots of really cool things coming up for this fall.
Oh, you know what? That is one of my favorite things. I know everything's online these days, but I sure love a good catalog when it comes, or something that you can actually
it's
hold.
Just exciting.
It is.
Go
make yourself a little cup
list.
Of coffee,
yep.
Dog ears some pages,
yes.
And think about how you're going to improve yourself or those around you.
Or have a little fun too.
Exactly. So that we should look for that in our mailboxes. And if we can't find it, we certainly can come to Hastings Community Education and get one.
Come see us at Tilden. You can grab one right there. Otherwise, give us a call and we can send one to you. It's 651-480-7670.
And you do actually have it online,
yes,
if I'm not wrong. And it's kind
right.
of fun because you actually hear a page turning. It has sound effects.
Yeah, it does.
I've done that.
It's very interactive.
Good. So there's no excuse. What are some of the new things that we should look for, please?
You know, some of the things that I find when I was just kind of looking over the proof before the real one comes out, we got a lot of cool cooking classes coming up.
Love
we
it.
We have our favorite fitness classes such as Pound, which has a great following. And then we have things for kids too. So we have our STEM enrichment classes after school, and we're really trying to time those when parents find that they might be most convenient. So we're really scheduling them around school breaks
Thank
and early
you.
Out days and all of that good stuff so that you don't have to wonder, what are you going to do on those days? So like I said, keep your eye out for that. It should be out very, very soon.
So this is just hypothetical, but if each of you would get this catalog in your mailbox, what is something that you would take? If you had the time, if you had the energy.
Oh my gosh. I wish you could see it. It's a visual thing.
Yes.
But something that Lori is offering through her programs, also through our community ed brochure, is painting with Dave Youngren. And the picture for this is just quintessential fall. It's a tree with a tire swing hanging off it, and it is just beautiful. That's what I would take.
Cool. I would probably, I don't know what I would take because there's just so many things. But, you know, I love the, you know, thinking about your future kind of classes, or, you know.
And by future, you mean retirement?
Well, maybe.
Oh, my.
Or, you know, but those kinds of things you have to start thinking of.
Yes,
really,
you do.
Long before it happens.
I've already had those conversations with our kids. Pay yourself first, friends, and then you won't have to really save as much when you're older. And they're just like, what? But it's true.
Yeah.
All that stuff is
but
good.
There's, you know, advanced directive classes, wills classes, okay. You know, those kinds of things.
Important are, things,
yeah,
right.
Are important issues. It must be the field I'm in. I don't know.
How about a good old-fashioned cooking class, Lori? Doesn't that interest you?
I would
you?
Need lots of help with that.
There's plenty of them. I should be a master chef by now.
I need to take many. Is there an Instapot class, Carrie?
I don't believe I saw
there isn't.
That
well, we
one.
Need to get one
because
it will come back around.
Yeah, because I couldn't even get water to boil in mine, and I sold it.
Oh.
So I'm really that's terrible.
Oh, you should have taken a class.
So I needed to take a class.
Maybe you should have just taken it back to where you got it. Well, maybe it wasn't working.
I sold it to somebody who really wanted. They wanted a second or third one because they used it so much. So.
Maybe there's something they know that you don't know, obviously.
You know what? I don't know that I need a steak in 4 minutes. I mean, right? Doesn't it do things like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we are digressing, but tell us more about this painting class because that really does sound fabulous.
Well, what's so cool is that we actually started working with Dave with our adults with our disabilities program. And so really it's a joint effort with our Fun Friends and Fitness class, which is for persons with disabilities 14 and over. And then we decided, why not expand it? Dave could take more people. We could hold it at Tilden where we could host more people. And we did it last spring. We had 40 people in the gym. And
what
it was
a panic.
People with disabilities and seniors. And what I loved about that is that, you know, people are kind of hard on themselves when they draw. First of all, Dave is so encouraging and really guides you through the whole thing. But, you know, some of the seniors might have been a little hard on themselves. And then you get to our Fun Friends and Fitness participants, and they are so pleased with what they do, and they're so appreciative and gracious and happy about their project that it makes you look at yours and go, you know what, we're all doing the
best.
This
is hangable.
Yes, right. We're doing the best we can. We're having fun. We're with lots of people from the community, and it's just a great night.
So how long does it take for us to paint from beginning to end?
You know, it's an hour and a half to 2 hours
that
people are working on it. And last fall, it was kind of this bicycle with a basket of flowers on the front. And what you love about it is that even though he guides you through it, everybody's flowers, they look like flowers. They just look like different kind of flowers, you know, because there's
yeah, that
there's
is always the unexpected thing is how different they all look. But it's that creativity that you get to put into practice. And that's just so fun.
And sometimes you hear that person like, oh, I just had no idea I could do that.
Right.
You know, so it's just a fun night.
So you guarantee that we will come home with a painting that does look like a fall scene.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if we don't have any artistic creativity.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's in part to Dave's guidance.
No kidding. I love him.
Job.
Yes.
Fabulous job. Yeah.
So that is a class that's going to be when?
That is on Thursday, September 26th at 6:30. It does cost $20, and you get all the supplies you need plus a little snack at the end.
I love it.
Yeah.
So anybody can partake in that? You don't have to be a certain age?
No, that's open to anyone.
Oh, I love it. Lori, fun.
Yeah,
wouldn't you love to go out to people's homes in Hastings? Because I bet so many people take these classes that so many people have these paintings in their house.
Yep. Yeah,
I think that's great.
So, yeah.
Or what a great gift for perhaps a senior that paints something to give to their grandkids for
a
gift.
Yeah, that's a great idea, too.
Good. It's really fun.
Yes. What else is coming up, ladies?
Well, one activity we have that we're sponsoring with Regions Hospital is a car fit checkup. You know, we have our smart driver classes, which are for people, kind of refresher classes. It's a classroom class. It's not a driving class.
Right.
But they, you know, to get safe on the roads and all the new things that come about, just a refresher class. But this one is actually taking a look at seniors' cars themselves and how safe they are and do they fit them properly. And what they have is they have occupational therapists therapists that are trained. They pull in. The fire department here has offered their bays to us.
So nice.
So we pull in, and they have somebody come and really do a 12-point check of their car to make sure their mirrors are set at the right level, their seat is set at the right stage. Because, you know, they're safer in their cars because they've taken the smart driver class, but their car can maybe be fit a little safer to them. So that is coming up on September 16th, which is a Monday, from 1 to 4. They do have to make an appointment because we have so many scheduled, so it is limited. But they can call 480-7689 to make an appointment. There's no cost. And if a couple signs up and they are using one vehicle, then they need two appointments because they each get fit for that car.
Oh, I never thought of that. Okay.
Or if they're looking at maybe a new car they want to buy.
Oh.
What should they be looking for? You know, they could bring their current car in, but then what do they look for in a new car that would help them?
You know, there are some new cars that are so much easier to get in and out of. It's almost like that crossover. You know, it's not a big SUV, but it's not a car. And I'm thinking about people that have recently had hip surgery or something.
Yeah.
That there are some cars you just kind of step into them from a standing point.
Yep. Yep. I know it used to be, you know, a number of years ago, there were a lot of minivans in our
I remember
lot,
that
and it
stage.
Wasn't just young parents hauling, little kids.
But those are easy to get in and out of.
It was older adults because they were easier to get in and out of. And you're right. Now a lot of them have the smaller SUV type crossovers but just making sure everything else is set up right. You know, where that steering wheel is and all those kinds of things. So.
And it is just a quick appointment, too. It looks like 20 minutes is all it takes to get you fit. So
thank you. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good, good. What about you, Carrie? What's going on?
So we have a lot going on with our senior center. And one of the classes that we're offering through our community ed brochure is kind of a unique one. It's called Let's Talk About Death Over Dinner. And it's a conversation project. And Lori knows a whole lot about this.
Lori, you must be a great dinner guest.
You know what? Even though this is a class on talking about death, you know what? Working with the population I work with, they've taught me how to live life to the fullest. So that's what it's about. Melissa Fryermuth, who is a part of our Honoring Choices Hastings, does these classes, and it just is a unique perspective on getting that conversation started. That is a really tough conversation to start with family in planning for the future. What do you want? How do you want to look at the end stages of your life? Because really, you can choose to live life well till the very end. And so how do you do that? How do you have that tough conversation? And so this is just a great way to come around people. And, you know, Melissa asks some really good questions that keep people talking. Sometimes it's easier to talk to people you don't necessarily know about it, you know, in a class like this, and then you go back to your family and have those conversations.
Because it really is something I think that most people want to talk about. It's just, as you said, how do you start those conversations?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
So you are going to help us facilitate that?
Yes, and that's going to be held at Tilden on Wednesdays starting September 11th, the 18th, and the 25th. From 5:30 to 7:30, it's $30, but that includes dinner on all three nights, too.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, nice, right?
What's the name of it again?
Let's Talk About Death Over Dinner.
I love the title. It's been fun to promote that one on Facebook as well. So the other thing that we have coming up at our senior center is we have a lot of our health and wellness classes, some of our favorites like yoga and Zumba Gold. And one of the nice things about these classes is that there's a sense of community that are built in these classes. And there tends to be a following. But, you know, besides the benefits of taking a fitness class, you really do make friends and connections. Mm. And I know that they kind of go out and meet afterwards for coffee or what have you. And they just really enjoy, you know, working out, doing the yoga, doing the Zumba Gold, all that good stuff. So we have that coming again as well. So check that out. And
are those night classes, day classes?
Those are day classes.
Okay.
And, you know, I had a statistic in a previous newsletter, and I can't even quote it, but you know, how important the social component is for people. And that's what's really unique about Tilden is we've got the little ones, you know, who kind of just bring the energy into the building. And even the senior center members say, you know, it changes in the summer when they're not around. Mm. You know, it's fine, but, you know, we kind of love it when that energy comes back in and you see parents and, you know, they may see a parent struggling with a child going down the hall or, and they, you know, it's interesting to see the interaction of people, you know, just talking with each other. And so I think
lifting each other up.
Yes, right. Yes. And it's so important to our overall health to be connected. And so it's a great place to be connected.
Well, it's such a great concept. Was it by design? I sort of forgot. Or did it just end up, the community center ended up with people of all ages because it was a great spot?
Well, that's really what community education is all about.
Okay.
It's from the beginning of life to the end of life. I mean, and everything in between. And so it just made sense that when we were putting together the community center that we were going to bring our programming in together. And so it's just been a wonderful marriage of young
I bet
and
it has.
Yeah. Older.
And even from the time that we've moved in, the number of programs that we have been able to develop, even with collaborations within our own departments, we've grown and grown into the point where we really fill out that Tilden building, and that's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. What's the garden look like this time of year?
It's beautiful.
Yes,
we just had about 100 and, 25, 30 people in the backyard for our senior center picnic. And it was a beautiful night, and the gardens were just gorgeous. Mm. So if you just want a nice place to come and sit, have a cup of coffee,
yep, we have that spot for you. So come on over. A couple other things. One of the big events that we have at the beginning of the year is our landmark tours presentation, where we have Landmark come in and talk about all the different travel opportunities that are going to be available for this next season.
Tell us about that, please.
You know, I just love getting that catalog. I snuck a peek on Lori's
desk.
Did you? But I can't wait to get my own. And this is going to take place on Monday, September 16th at 10 a.m. at the Tilden Community Center. And I'll let you tell about the upcoming trips that you know about.
We are next May doing a Norway trip. So we do a lot of day trips too, but this is our extended trips. And, you know, that travel group has become a family too. It's been really fun to see the relationships and the form from going traveling together, people that they didn't even necessarily know before. But so and there's even single people that, you know, it's a great way to go because you're with others that from the same community.
Right.
But
yep.
You know, they travel all over the country, and so people can choose to go on those trips kind of a la carte, or they can join us on the Norway trip or whatever. And then we have day trips, including, you know, we're going up to the North Shore or Grand Marais.
Beautiful.
In October.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 days. I'm leading
beautiful.
That one. So yeah, it's just a fun way to kind of travel, whether you want a day trip or an extended trip.
Very exciting stuff going on. And how can we learn more, please?
You can visit our website, which is www.hastingscommunityed.com, or give us a call anytime at 651-480-7670.
And look for our catalogs. I can't wait for that.
Very soon.
Ladies, great to see you. Thanks for all you do. Carrie Gore and Lori Thrush, and we want to say thank you to them for getting the information out about what is going on through Hastings Community Education and the Hastings Senior Center. And don't miss some of these great events they have coming up. And you are listening to another edition of Community In Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right.